This is KCUR. The 11th annual Kansas City Fringe Festival begins Thursday, bringing more than a week of provocative theater and other performances to town, with a national spotlight being shown on issues of racism and inequality, as well as talk of the removal of the Confederate flag, along with numerous protests following police shootings of unarmed black men. Jazz vocalist Lisa Henry told KCUR's Laura Spencer that she wants to encourage more conversation in Kansas City with a new work called Dear White People.
Around the time of the Trayvon verdict, and even before then, I had kept a little journal, and I started kind of writing to white people, just invisible white people that, if I had an opportunity to say something to you all, what would it be? It just kind of bloomed into this. Dear white people, I wrote this song for you. I said, dear white people, 'cause I didn't know what else to do. This place is kind of exploding, and I really don't know why. Dear white people, you'll get it together by and by.
You use the voice of a Southern woman. Have you developed a number of different characters?
Yeah. This particular character of Miss Aurelia, she was one of my supervisors several years ago when I had a day job in social work and I was, kind of gigging at night. For some reason, the Southern drawl and the New York accent, those are the two that always catch my ear. And so this character, I'm sure, will develop more over time. But as I was thinking about, okay, if there was a character who could address white people as a whole and kind of give them, a few lessons, kind of make it seem funny, but also hit it with a punch like Miss Aurelia did to me, what would that look like? How would she sound? What would she look like? And that's how I drew on that character.
Have you presented a piece at the Fringe?
No. And this, I was telling someone, I do workshops for up-and-coming vocalists. And one of my mantras is, every year you should be doing something that scares you to death artistically. It should be something that's so far out of what you would normally do. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is it keeps you growing. It keeps you, as an artist, it keeps you fresh. And it keeps you always looking for possibilities to make art in different ways. Okay, you can still do what you normally do. Or what I like to say is, jazz is where I live, but I have summer homes everywhere, And so Fringe, I've known about Fringe for years. And, I wasn't quite ready at that time. And now Fringe is just the perfect fit for this piece. Artists like me want to get out and do other things, too. And sometimes that particular format is not there to just kind of test the waters and risk a little bit and, do something different.
I mean, if you had one goal for this, is it trying to get more of a broader conversation going? And are you hoping to reach people who maybe thought a little bit about this, but then engage those people?
I want communities and neighborhoods to start talking about this, because that's where it starts. I want us to be creative about this, and I want us to be open about this. There's so much we don't talk about in this country. This has been talked about in hushed tones. It has been talked about in a politically correct way. No, let's take all of that away. Let's ask the hard questions.
That was artist Lisa Henry speaking with KCUR's Laura Spencer. Dear White People, the racism monologue set to music runs Saturday through July 24th at the Kansas City Fringe Festival. For more information and a Fringe Fest schedule, you can go to our website, kcur.org/arts.